Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King with your news briefing. Police warn they'll go after outlaw motorcycle gangs as they investigate the fatal shooting of a 34-year-old man in Perth's north. The gang crime squad is executing search warrants more than 24 hours after the targeted attack at a Nangara property. The gunman is still on the run, but Police Commissioner Cole Blanch says there's no wider threat to the community.
It's a targeted attack that's happened in a premises, and there is obviously a reason that is now part of our investigation to determine what that reason was.
The Prime Minister says today's decision to dump mandatory COVID isolation requirements from October 14 was unanimous among state and territory leaders. Paid pandemic leave payments will also wrap up, though there will be exemptions for workers in higher risk settings. Anthony Albanese says it's time to start treating the virus like any other illness.
It isn't sustainable for government to pay people's wages forever. It was always envisaged that these measures were emergency measures.
There are 2,700 active COVID cases across WA, with 4,662 new infections reported in the past week. 136 people are in hospital, two are in intensive care. Sadly, 10 people have died. And federal investigators continue to monitor the internet and dark web following last week's cyber attack on Optus. The AFP has launched an operation to identify and protect customers whose personal data has been compromised. In sport, Eagles midfielder Jack Redden has announced his retirement. The 31-year-old Premiership player is hanging up the boots after 263 games, including 134 with West Coast. And the Bombers have named their new senior coach, with Brad Scott taking the reins. He says now is the right time to return to what he loves.
I love coaching players. Talent was part of my portfolio at the AFL, and every time I went out and looked at the talent pathway, I couldn't get away from the fact that that's really what I love doing.